For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith. Recently, some flood relief programs in South Louisiana have been criticized as being too sluggish. Well, one flood relief project has been anything but sluggish. It all started with the game Pokemon Go, the smartphone interactive craze that's sweeping the country. Well, a group of Pokemon Go players in Shreveport combined their love of the game, social media engagement, and sense of community support to create a movement that began with a Hot Pocket during a downtown stroll to capture pocket monsters on their smartphones. Jesse Broughton, who started it all, explains.
We were walking downtown with a group of friends of ours, and we were playing Pokemon. And, you know, we had kind of noticed all of the, increase of homeless people. And, of course, you have to understand that, you know, most of us are nerds. We are your stereotypical nerds. We don't leave the house. Like, you know, so whenever we're actually walking by it, it's one thing to hear it. It's something completely different to walk by it like we were doing whenever Pokemon started. And we were walking downtown. A friend of mine had a Hot Pocket in her backpack, and a guy walked up to her, asked if she had any money for food, and she said, no, but I have a Hot Pocket. And she handed him this warmed-up Hot Pocket that she was actually planning on eating for supper. And the guy was, well, he was confused, but he also was, you know, very grateful, and so it kind of got us all talking about how to help. And that was pretty much where Pokemon for Progress began.
Since those who play Pokemon Go are highly connected to social media, it wasn't long for Jessie and her colleagues to get the word out to support one of their first causes, a food drive for a local food pantry.
As a result, we filled up three vehicles. Two of them were trucks. One of them was an SUV, completely full of supplies and food for the rescue mission. And that was the response. And we kind of went, we may have something here.
And if that story sounds good, listen to this. When floodwaters devastated much of South Louisiana a few weeks ago, Jessie, through her Pokemon for Progress network of friends, decided to reach out and help. They got the word out statewide and gathered tons of food and supplies to distribute to those most affected by the floodwaters.
We went directly down to the Cajun Navy because they were the ones, they had their boots on the ground. And, you know, they know what's going on in these areas better than anybody else. And thankfully, they had already begun an infrastructure to, you know, have everything at a centralized location and then had runners taking it out to the people. So it was actually a pretty, really neat system, and we felt really lucky to be able to be involved with that.
Jessie hopes Pokemon for Progress continues to do good things. If you'd like to learn more and even help out with their continuing relief effort, check out their Facebook page, Pokemon for Progress. This has been Chuck Smith for the Red River Radio News Network.